Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're having some major problems here. I have the whirling ball of death on my Apple, on my laptop. So we're running and scrambling trying to get this up. I don't know if this is going to stay together here, but we're doing whatever we can. It's weird. Everything's going down here, the computers and everything. So obviously we must be hitting the mark on something, but you know, who knows what. I want to see a little, give a little shout out to the people at Nepal, say a prayer for them with that earthquake that hit there. It's pretty devastating. And I know the building codes are not that exact there, you know, and they do a lot of cement and work with a lot of cement and things like that. So I guess it's a major problem. And a little shout out to Nikki Gregg, who's having a little bit of flu problems right now. She was our last guest on the show, and she's not feeling too good. So if we can all send a prayer to her, and hopefully she's in Tahoe, direct your energies there, and give her a nice big bliss hit and see her whole and healthy. I'm trying to think of who else that we can call out to, but I mean, there's so many people. This show, it's kind of amazing. I've been running all over the ranch here trying to get something hooked up that works. And luckily, I'm on Ashley's computer right now. We're doing some major renovations here, and we have a wonderful crew, and the house, and the outside, and the grounds, and everything. We're getting all the gardens in, and the place is just looking awesome. It's incredible. So just a major overhaul, major cleanup, and just a lot of new energies and a whole new crew, and it's just going to be an awesome new year. I can feel it already. The energy is really building, and it's just amazing. But this computer here, I'm kind of new to this computer. I don't know how to work it, but we're trying to find the I can't get messages on it. Maybe they're on the other side over here. We'll figure it out. But so if you're sending me messages, I don't even have the call number on this one, so we're just going to kind of wing it. But anyway, there's some major events going down here that we've got. We're out now open for Skywatch. We've got a lot of activity going on, and I'm trying to get the messages. From here. Yeah. Right there. Okay, we're still working on this. We're having a little technical problem. No, I can't get messages from. Is that it? Well, here we go. Okay, we got it. All right, we're good. We're good. Okay, so we're open for Skywatch and camping and weekends. And we've got some cabins available, and we're just right at the base of Mount Adams, and it's an amazing place. It's a super high-energy place, and there's a lot of activity going on in the sky right now, so keep your eyes up. Speaking about activity in the sky, we've had a lot of ship activity, but I've never seen so many chemtrails in all my life. It's the worst chemtrailing, like triple-layer chemtrails going on, and I don't know what they're doing up there or why they're doing it, but all I know is everybody here is having, you know, sinus problems and headaches and muscle pain and all the things that come with chemtrails. You know, you get the aluminum, especially the barium, just totally knocks you down and gives you joint muscle pain and things like that. But they're just hammering it hard here. And you know, we'd like to see this end very soon. So maybe we can do a prayer for the higher beings to step in somehow and just either, you know, decommission these planes and decommission that whole chemtrail effort, because these people are just insane. You know, what they're spraying up there is highly toxic. It's destroying the forest. It's like a war against nature itself. You know, so it's got to stop. And if you don't believe it's going on, I suggest you step out of your cubicle and look up. You know, like, get out of your air-conditioned car and your air-conditioned cubicle and your air-conditioned apartment and get out on your balcony and just look up, and do it often, because you're going to see what's going down. And this really needs to stop. I mean, California is about out of water right now, and it's all because of this chemtrail program. They're creating huge droughts, and they're manipulating the weather, not in good ways, but in very negative ways. So anyway, the people behind this are psychopaths. People say, why would they do this? They have families too, because they're psychopaths and they're controlled by beings that do not care one iota about you or your family or nature. So when you really see the big picture, you understand, the reason these inhuman events are happening because they're done by inhuman beings and beings that have sold their souls and to these other inhuman beings. So it's time to wake up and smell the coffee and pay attention and, stop participating in these things, especially the pilots out there in the Air Force. You're here to protect the people, not poison them. So it's time to wake up and figure that one out. We also have our annual conference is July 2nd through the 5th, and our speakers include Winston Strout, Randy Kramer, Alexander Meadows, Rosemary Guiley, Michael Elejon, Itasha, Laura Legere, John Rappaport, and myself, of course. And we're going to add some more after that. So we're still adding to the list. And if you want to find out about this, for our full 2015 calendar, visit privateinvitationeseti.com. So it's www.privateinvitationeseti.com. And on the if you go to eseti.org, it's under collaborations. And I don't know why they use that word. That's going to be changed. But upcoming collaborations, it should just say upcoming events or whatever. But anyway, you can check out again everything at privateinvitationeseti.com. If you have any questions about the events and what's going up, you can contact us at eseti2015@gmail.com. Again, that's eseti2015@gmail.com. There's a few other things I wanted to get out of the way too as well. Hopefully, Doug, can you shoot me the call-in numbers, because I don't have them on this computer. I'm at a whole different computer in a whole different location, and hopefully you can shoot me those numbers. I should have them memorized by now, but the right brain's fully active and the left brain's just kind of hanging in there. So anyway, great, we've got those. Thanks, Doug. There's so much going on right now. We've got, the Earth is definitely heating up and she's expanding, and that's why we're getting these major earthquakes. There is an expansion going on every level. We're expanding, our fields are expanding, the whole planet is expanding, and we've got to let go of the heavier, denser energy. And sometimes we need these earthquakes to shake that loose, to shake up our comfort zones and shake us into realizing that there's more to life than the present reality that we're in. And the one thing about a hurricane or an earthquake is that, there's no there's no way around it. They're saying, like there's no atheist in a foxhole. The same thing is when a big earthquake happens or these hurricanes come in, people start saying, "Oh my God," and they start praying right away, and all of a sudden they do have a God and they start connecting in. So that's what some of these things are for, to realize that we're not just a body and a personality. We're a spirit. We came from the source, and we can actually communicate with that source and make our own personal connection to that source. So basically that's what these are all about. So, if we don't need to be shaken up, we probably wouldn't be there where it's being shaken up. And so there's a lot of other things going on too. There's a lot of crazy technology with actually creating these earthquakes with HARP technology and things of that nature as well. So we need to pay attention to that. But the bottom line is that, we need to come to the realization that if our leadership was benevolent and in our highest and best good, had not sold out to the main corporate interests and, big business and whatever that might be, and the Illuminati and the banksters and everything else, if they're truly looking after us, I mean, the planet would not be in this condition. We would not be in poverty. We wouldn't have food shortages. We wouldn't have any of this. We'd have fuelless energy. We would be not just driving cars fuelessly. We'd be having anti-gravity and counter-gravity and everything else to go with it. So all of these things that these incredible healing technologies and anti-gravity, counter-gravity, the fuelless energy technologies, all of this is on the planet right now, and it's held back by the elite. So, when you're experiencing a lot of these cancers and a lot of these other things that people are going through right now, a lot of that is care of the elite. It's like usually the environment that they've created is conducive to cancer. It's that simple, and on every level. So not just the energetic, environment, we can talk about all the microwaves and the cell towers and all the other things that are going off. But the basic energy here on the planet, all the food additives, everything, is all boils down to one main group that's behind the whole mess. And we need to wake up and figure that one out, and just don't participate in it. Buy organic food, find out where your water's coming from. Just get your consciousness together and don't participate in anything that's harmful to humanity and the earth. We're going to open things up for calls and tonight, and there's just so much going on so many levels. I see it, East SETI, as the microcosm of the macrocosm, and so there's a big change of the guard happening here. There's a lot of major cleanup. A lot of the old is just being tossed out, and everything is getting streamlined and dialed in. And so it's kind of like that's what I'm seeing that we all have to do in our life. We have to let go of the things that no longer serve us, the things that are blocking us. We have to kind of clean up our act and get everything in order, so we can function, in a way that's focused. And there's just so many things happening like that on the planet that all these old programs are just going out the door, basically. But hopefully we can get through this show. Speaking of having things together, it's amazing. My computer works perfect. Right up, I can watch movies all night long. I can do anything I want on this computer. And right before the show, the whirling ball of death comes up. And I actually shut everything down and make sure everything's good and boot it back up and everything's fine. And I don't know what's going on with this thing, but obviously somebody's playing with some technology. Another show I was doing the other day, just a couple days ago, we had a plane fly over. It was the weirdest plane. It looked like some kind of an ultralight plane, and it had a pulse to it, and it had this weird pulsing noise coming off of it, and it flew over the ranch and shut everything down. Shut my computer down, shut everything down. And on the last show, so we talked a lot about this on the last show I did, and it was another major affiliate. So who knows? Probably drew some flak. But we'll get this straightened out and get back on again. Yeah, in the old days, I used to have two or three computers, and they're all standby. And one when they hit one, I would just plug the other one in. And I had them always being fixed, or being cleaned up. But those are the old Microsoft days. But the Mac has held up pretty good until now, So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with it. You don't know what kind of games they're playing now. But we'll get to the bottom of it. I want to give the call-in number. The number is 888-627-6008. And if you want to go ahead and give us a call, we'll take call-ins today. We're going to start off with some wonderful new guests coming up in the next show. We're getting this lineup going, and I've got some people that are just cutting edge people that are working with healing technologies and other technologies, and we're going to bring them on the show, and they're going to blow your mind. I mean, they're working with time, and they're actually reversing things through time technology and using that in healing and some other energies that I can't even explain. I'll have to get them on the show to explain them, but some of the technologies are just amazing, and we've seen them. We've actually seen them operating, and they have food preservation technologies and things like that. Just containers that totally preserve food, and you put it in this container, and it's fine. And you have this certain energetic code on it, and your food just stays, brand new for quite a long time in these containers. Things like that. I mean, we have this amazing technology here right now, and it's just a matter of getting this out, and then things are gonna really start rocking and rolling on the planet. I'm all for, you can imagine the technology that's available right now. I'm all for getting a little scooter, a little anti-gravity scooter. You can hop on it and just cruise right up to the mountain, and hang out up there. You can take off and and check out, you know, get a little anti-gravity craft, and we can go up there and fly around with the Pleiadians and Andromedans and all the other guys that are flying around in the mountain. There's a lot of activity on the mountain last night. There's things moving all over the mountain, and that was pretty interesting. But, you know, we're finally, really getting it dialed in here and getting everything together, and we're going to have some amazing sky watches. We're going to be sky watching tonight out there and probably tomorrow night as well. So if people wanted to come out and do a little sky watching, a lot going on out there. Looks like I've got Joe on line one. Let's see if we can bring Joe on the air. Joe, are you with us?
Hi, James.
How you doing? Welcome to the show.
All right, got through.
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering, with all the craft that you see out of your ranch, back in October, I saw a craft, and what it was a cloud, basically, is what it looked like. And as I approached it, and it was only probably, I don't know, 100 feet above me, it condensed and became almost like a sphere. But it looked like it was vaporizing the air around it. And it almost felt as if I noticed it.
Yeah.
Like some sort of connection going on. Like, holy cow, you can see me. And as soon as that happened, the thing streaked through the sky, cut through the clouds, made a giant arc, and away it went up above the clouds. I couldn't see it anymore. But it was a broad daylight sighting. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, they have these ionization fields around the ship that actually create these clouds. And they usually, you know, they're in these clouds doing their little stealth thing, you know. And we've seen these clouds that look like donuts, you know, and saucer-shaped clouds and things like that. And you'll see the wind, you'll see all the other clouds going by them, but they just sit there. And then you actually see them move against the wind pattern too as well. So, it doesn't make sense watching this, you know, what they do here. There are lenticular clouds that form around certain mountains and, you know, that are, some people think are saucer clouds, and that's created by the energetic fields of the mountain and what's happening there. But, I've definitely seen those as well, and they don't behave like, and you see them moving and there's no wind too sometimes. You'll see them very low and they're just cruising along, you know, and there's no wind, you know, and you're going, why is this cloud moving like this? Or you see them moving against the wind as well.
That was the case. The wind was blowing opposite the way this cloud was moving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what gave it away at first. And then all the other, you know, action happened after that. But, okay, well, I was just wondering if I wasn't the only one that ever saw that one.
Yeah, no. And, you know, if I was here in a ship and I wanted to be stealth, I'd definitely have a cloud around me. I mean, it makes sense. If I had the technology to do it, I'd put a cloud around me so nobody else could see what I was doing.
Yeah, I mean, there was other people around in cars and standing alongside the road, and I kind of looked at them, and it was as if they didn't notice it at all. I mean, you really had to be looking at the right place at the right time, and you only had a few moments to do it. And other than that, you weren't seeing it.
Well, usually the reason that happens is because you're connected to them. There's some connection that brought your attention to that, like either energetically or telepathically or whatever. There's a connection, and I've seen that over and over again where there'll be one person seeing all this amazing stuff, and there'll be people all around them, and they don't see a thing.
Yeah, it definitely felt like it noticed me looking at it, and I felt that.
And yeah.
The moment that that happened, it was gone.
Interesting, yeah. Yeah, they do that. We've had, we took some pictures of the mountain the other day, and nobody saw it, but there was a giant cylinder ship right over the mountain. And we were just taking like a group photo out there, and this thing showed up in the film, and that happens quite a lot here. People just snap photographs, and these ships show up, you know, in the film.
Wow.
But,
all right.
Hey, well, thanks for calling in, and keep your eyes on the skies.
Oh, I will. And yeah, you were right on with the chemtrails, too. I've been watching them all spring. It's unbelievable what they're doing up there.
Where are you located?
Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're coming out there, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's almost if, I don't know if they think that, like, the lake is a giant reflector or something, but they fly in, like, almost squadrons of four planes at a time.
Yeah, and you think about why would they do that over a lake? That doesn't make
I
any sense. You know?
Nothing makes
any sense because we watched them all last night laying down huge, thick patterns all last night. So for 3 days, they've been doing layer after layer after layer of chemtrails. And I've noticed, too, the pastures are really taking a hit because the aluminum blocks the grasses and the trees from taking up nutrients, and the fields just aren't what they should be, you know, and a lot of the farmers should, I think the farmers should rise up and do a big class action suit, especially the organic farmers, because, you know, with what they're spraying on there, nothing's organic anymore.
Right. Right. Yeah. There's no way to get away from it. I mean,
no.
Terrible stuff.
Yeah. Well, we just got to realize who's running the show and fire them.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's pretty much that simple. You know, just, you know, to me, it's like I just can't believe some of the people that are running for president right now. And you just go, my God, haven't we had enough of that? You know, when are people going to learn that it's just the same old dog and pony show, you know, and the same old puppet show? It's just, you know, we need to do something different. Cool.
Different faces, same agenda.
Yeah, same old program. You know, but until that agenda bites people in the butt, they're not going to do anything. You know, same thing with the big housing bubble. You know, everybody lost their homes, and finally they go, oh, wow, it's personal now. I have to deal with this. And sometimes that's what has to happen.
Right.
You know, unfortunately.
Right.
But, hey, I've got a couple of the callers here, so I got to let you go, Bert. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, thanks for having me. Take care.
All right, we got Frank on line two. Frank, are you with us?
Yes, I am, James. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good. Thanks. Thanks. Just, I'm from northern Wisconsin, and just as a matter of chemtrails, we've had blue skies. Oh, the most beautiful blue skies up here for the last 10 days or so. And then yesterday they started again. But we didn't have too much chemtrail activity. We had about maybe three real odd, shortened, haphazard chemtrails. So I don't know what's going on with that. But also there's really nothing you can affect up here except squirrels. We don't have too many people around here. So, but anyway, I called on a different matter.
Sure.
And, yeah, you know, this has been bothering me a little bit, and I'd like to get your take on it. About 2 years ago, year and a half, 2 years ago, you happened to mention on one of the radio shows that you had been invited. I believe you said you had been invited to a meeting, and I think it might have been in Kentucky or Tennessee, and that you declined to go. But you apparently knew somebody who went, and you got a report from that person after the meeting, that the meeting was conducted in a government facility.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, I remember that government facility because immediately red flags started going up in my head. And that you also mentioned, the person had mentioned that Kerry Cassidy and David Wilcock were there. And at some point during the proceedings, those people and several other people left the meeting to go into an undisclosed part of the facility. Well, okay, so that was that. And I always remembered what you discussed on that show. Now, we've got the relationship between Wilcock and Ben Fulford.
Uh-huh.
And they seem to be working together, cooperating or whatever. So okay, I don't have a great feeling about Fulford myself, but I don't really know. But then now I have been following what Cobra has been saying. And Cobra fairly frequently speaks in a good way about Wilcock and Fulford. And so what I want to, the long and short of this is, what I want to do is get your take on Cobra, or as far as that goes, on Wilcock or Fulford. I mean, I don't know if you're willing to say anything, express your feelings on that or not, or if you do have feelings about it, but what?
Yeah, that was Anya Briggs that I had on the show, and she was privy to that meeting, and she was the one that was talking about that. And I think Alfred Weber, you know, jumped on it too and brought out the information about that meeting. And I guess it might have been sponsored by Google or something. I'm not sure, but you know, I think it's kind of interesting. All of a sudden, these guys are, you know, cruising around in limos and wearing fancy suits and things and bodyguards and all this other stuff. I'm going, wow, you know, I don't know where you get the money for that. I've never had that kind of fun.
Right.
You know, you know, it's just kind of awkward to me. It's pretty weird. And there's just all these strange things happening around that stuff. And, you know, and I don't want to be in judgment of another one's program, you know, but, you know, Anya was, you know, basically saying a lot of people came back from that meeting that just weren't the same.
Really? Yeah. Had you been invited to that meeting?
No, I wasn't. Actually, Alfred was. He might have been the one that was
Alfred
talking
was.
About. Yeah, he said he was invited and didn't go. I think, you know, they stay away from me. They never invite me to these things, and I think they just know better. They know I can't be compromised, or I'm not going to, you know, it's like, and I've had a lot of offers. You know, I had somebody want to do my life story, and I won't mention the name, very famous person, and they offered me, had a check for $300,000 sitting there, you know, and but the problem is that they were going to do my life story, and I had no control over the outcome of it, and they were going to turn it into like a kind of a shoot 'em up fight with the alien type thing. And I said, no, not going to, you know, they really did that with Fire in the Sky. Unfortunately, they really screwed thing up and he wasn't too happy with that at the end. So I've just seen what Hollywood does to things. And I said, no, I need to have control over, you know, the truth is more outrageous than the lie, you know, and the fabrication. So let's just tell the truth, you know, about what's going on. And, that didn't work out.
Yeah. Well, do you happen to have an opinion about Cobra, or do you follow Cobra at all? Do you listen to them?
Sometimes I don't know what he's doing lately, but, some of the stuff was very accurate that he was saying. And we would, our beings that we'd talk to would validate it. I was trying to get him on my show here, but we had a bunch of problems, and you know, we had problems with it because he has to have his voice modulated and all these other things, and just kind of like the cost factor and timing and all that stuff. So we just said, well, we'll just skip it this time around because I have too much on my plate anyway. But I'll have to get him on the show and just really ask some questions that I'd like to get answered and see where he goes with it.
Yeah, I think that'd be very, very interesting. I just want to mention, too, before I cut off, that I'm a member of what's called Thrive Together, and we have a meeting once a month, a webinar that's conducted by Foster and his wife, Kimberly Gamble, of the Thrive Group. And they frequently have very nice things to say about you. They're quite pleased with that's nice, because I have a very good feeling about Foster and his wife and the whole crew, actually. So, okay, that's all I had.
Yeah, they're great people.
That's all I needed.
He's doing some amazing things.
Oh, yeah, really quite incredible, yeah. Well, I hope to see you later this summer. I'm not sure if it'll work out. But have a good summer if I don't see you, and I'll be listening to the show.
All right, great. Well, thanks for calling in.
Okay, James. Bye-bye.
All right. We've got Amy on line 3. Amy, are you still with us?
Yeah, am I on?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
You're up. Welcome to the show.
Okay, thank you. I have a couple questions. So the first one real quick is I just found some things online about a comet supposedly streaming towards the Earth, and I don't know if that's another you know, just hype thing going on, or astronomers getting mixed up with Nibiru doing it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, could you just comment on that?
Is that a pun? No. A little comment on it? No. I tell you what, I have been so swamped with the ranch work and just fixing things and keeping yaks in and chasing them down and things like that, that I haven't had, there's a bunch of things I need to look into, is like where Planet X is, and there's a mini solar system coming in that's going to cruise through, and, you know, these comets as well. And there's a few things that I'm going to check into and find out what the higher beings are talking about and saying about them. And I'm going to be doing that in the next couple of weeks. So, if you could, I tell you what, send me an email. Do you have our email? If you send it to ufojames@gorge.net.
Okay.
And I'll look into that, because that is something I need to look into. What's the name of the comet?
I don't remember.
It's probably like XP37 or some weird name. Yeah, I'll look into that, because I did hear about that. I know they've been doing a lot of batting practice up there, and a lot of incoming comets and things like that that were supposed to hit have been diverted.
Right, this one supposedly is really huge, and it's just pretty much going to ruin the world. So, according to that.
Yeah, make a bad hair day. Yeah, well, let me look into that, because, you know, from my understanding, that it's not a problem for these ships to divert these things. And a lot of times they do it at the last minute, which, you know, has NASA just pulling their hair out. And, you know, they all run for their bunkers, and then the last minute the comet gets diverted. So it's kind of funny. But, of course, they don't tell us about it.
Yeah, well, we can just die ignorant, right?
Yeah. Send me an email and give me a little bit to get. I'm like, oh God, I'm like 2 weeks behind on my email, but I am going to catch up this week. So I'll look into that as well as some other things. And I'm going to do a whole show on Earth changes and tell and see what, you know, what the information I get. But I know California is going to have a lot of trouble, and a lot of trouble with fires and water and things like that. There's going to be, you know, and it's so dry down there. They're going to start having some quakes and things. So that area, that whole San Andreas, and I don't know what's happening to the New Madrid, but I've seen a lot of things coming in on the East Coast coming up, but I don't have any timelines on that, you know. But the things are going to start kind of shaking and moving. They already are. It's just going to escalate.
Yeah, time to get out of California, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, it's becoming like Gestapo there. Just their legal system and everything is just becoming ridiculous. You know, ever since the Schwarzenegger was in there, and you know, it's just gotten worse and worse, and now with the water shortages and all the other things, it's not going to be fun to hang out down there.
Nope. Okay, I have another. It's more of a heart kind of question, but
sure.
So you have these beings that you are in contact with, and supposedly they, you know, they really care about you. So why would they let the things happen to you that, you know, like when that thing happened to you and you were hurt really bad? Why is that allowed to happen?
Which thing?
I guess they came over your house and did
they pulsed it.
Burned you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You know, I'm surprised too that, but, you know, the way you look at it, like I shielded up and did some major work, and I shouldn't even be here right now if I hadn't had some protection and also my own ability to, you know, regenerate and shield. So it's kind of like I'm in it with everybody else. You know, we're all taking hits now and then, and hopefully one day we won't have to take these hits anymore. But I think part of it is to teach me to overcome these things as well. I have my own challenges, you know, to deal with. And, you know, it's like I've actually seen a black helicopter coming in very low straight at the ranch. And I saw this ship appear between us, and then it started going backwards and it started moving. And I'd love to see the pilot's face, you know, when all of a sudden he's flying forward. And the next thing you know, he's moving backwards and moving away. Mm-hmm. And so they have intervened quite a bit. I think every once in a while something slips in that they're not paying attention or they're off doing something else. or I just need that experience for some reason. I don't know. But, yeah, I wish there was a little more protection and a little more, you know, for the whole planet. I think, you know, I'd love to see the whole planet just, you know, get the big cleanup on aisle 7, you know, and just clean up all this stuff. But part of it's our own lessons and our own, you know, here to empower us, you know, to become stronger and overcome these things.
Wow. Okay. All right. Those
Anything
are my
else?
Questions. Oh, nice. Thank you.
I think we're fine.
All right. Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Take care. All right. We've got, looks like we've got Teresa on line one.
Hi, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, James. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, doing great.
Okay, well, good. Well, there's a couple of things that I wanted to mention. First of all, I was, for the past couple of days, I've been watching a lot of YouTube, trying to get caught up on all of the false flags and everything else that's going on in the world. And I saw something just this morning, early this morning, which was about volcanism that's occurring right now in Oregon. And it's apparently some extinct volcanoes that are actually giving off steam now, which, according to the guy who was doing the video, he said that would be a sign of an upcoming earthquake.
Yeah.
So I just thought I would mention that. And then apparently there is an earthquake out at sea or under the ocean or not an earthquake, a volcano that's erupting under the ocean off the coast of Oregon right now. Then the other thing I heard, and it's related to the question that came up earlier about the chemtrails, and that is that apparently Edward Snowden made a disclosure about the chemtrails, saying that if they weren't doing this heavy chemtrailing, within a year, the whole climate of the United States would be so, we'd be dying of famine, because the United States apparently is ground zero for the climate change issues that are happening. And we can all understand why that is. But they're doing it to protect us from that. So that was what Snowden apparently said, that they're actually doing that to help us. And they think that the risk versus gain of poisoning us to death is something that they have to do in order to be able to at least have food left to feed anybody within a year.
Yeah. I kind of, you know, I've heard all these different stories, you know, similar stories like that. And what I found out, basically, when you really look into this stuff, is like a lot of the people that came up with these programs are just cashing in on them like crazy. And Teller is one of the ones that came up with this. And one of his ideas was to even just blow off a whole bunch of nukes and create a nuclear winter again, you know, and that would solve the global warming problem. I mean, these guys are like psychopaths. They're crazy. And they have no, and I don't know who's running them, but whoever is taking over he's the guy that was pretty much the father of the atomic bomb, you know, and he had no problem blowing them off all over the place and upper atmosphere and underground everywhere, you know, and created a huge mess on the planet. There's so much radiation on the planet right now that shouldn't be here, mainly because of these numbskulls. And the same group there, you know, is behind the chemtrail program. So, you know, who are these guys? And there's no external auditing going on. You know, no other external scientists are able to check into this and you know, do their readings. And what they're finding out is that actually these are creating the droughts, and these chemtrails are actually creating the very problems that they were supposed to be, you know, circumventing. So, and that's what I'm seeing over and over again from the other experts out there that are not part of the system, you know, or they aren't cashing in on this program.
Right.
The ones cashing in on it, oh yeah, they're going to come up with all kinds of reasons for doing them.
Excuse
and, you know, I think, go ahead.
Yeah, no, they have excuses for that, obviously.
Well, here's a good one that I'm wrapping my head around. Like, is with Bill Gates, he's investing heavily, supposedly, into the chemtrail program, into Monsanto or Monsatan, you know, and also into Blackwater, you know. And so, what? First of all, why are these guys investing into private armies? Why are they investing into Monsanto, and why are they investing into chemtrails? All of these things have nothing to do with, you know, peace and harmony and working in the highest and best good. And, you know, in the inoculation program, where he goes on TED Talk and says that the inoculations will solve the problem, you know, the population, overpopulation problem. And, you know, then they had maybe 12 or 20 or something polio victims over there in India. And the next thing you know, when they're done with the inoculations, they got 45,000. And these young kids are just like, you know, died hideous deaths after getting the inoculation. So to me, I don't, you know, this whole program needs to stop, because the earth will take care of herself. And so if the earth is overheating, she creates more of a cloud cover, you know, too much overheating, she starts throwing off some volcanoes, you know, which drops the temperature. I mean, the earth knows how, it's self-regulating. And these other idiots out there that are trying to regulate everything are doing it in ways that are extremely toxic, and they're killing the forest. You know, there's just nothing good about what they're doing. I mean, I don't know who is sponsoring this or whose idea was behind this, but I guarantee you there's some kind of a reptilian, draconian network that's behind this whole mess. And that's who's behind these people that are involved in it.
Oh, yeah, I have no doubt about that. Have you heard about the Jade Helm thing that they're going to be doing to us here in the Southwest?
Yeah, I've heard about that. It's just like, it's just another little program, you know, just another, it's, nothing's going to work. You know, all these little games these guys think they're going to pull to stay in power aren't going to work. So the more they pull these stunts, the more heat they bring on themselves, and the faster they ensure their demise.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, I just hope, I'd like to see it all be over, you know. I mean, it's kind of like, okay, bring it all on, and let's just sort this all out and get it over with, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think everything's going to come to a head here real soon, especially the next couple years.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. It feels like everything is coming to a head, and there's enough white hats out there and enough good people in the military and things like that that are going to come forward and just say, you know what, we're done. And that's when things – really, the military is the key role. Nature and the military are the keys. You know, that you know, the military needs to step up to the plate, and nature is definitely going to step up to the plate and say, you know, enough of your program.
Yeah. Well, that'll be great, because, you know, I mean, the earth needs a rest from all this stuff, and so do we.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely do. Hey, I've got to let you go. I've got some other callers on here, but thanks for calling in.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks.
All right, we've got Hannah from Las Vegas on line two. Hannah, are you with us?
Hi, gents. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Actually, I have a question for you. I see a lot of lights. It's like flashes of lights or points of lights, sometimes like stars. And they come in two colors, like actually three, like silver, beige, and light blue. And I see like 20 to 30 times a day around me, like in the morning till night. So I don't know how to communicate with them, and I don't know who they are or what they want. Is there any way to make it easier for me to know what's the message? I don't know. What is it?
Now, are they way up in the sky, or are they very close, or where are you seeing them?
No, very close, like very close in front of my face. I see them sometimes on the wall, sometimes on the ceiling.
Yeah.
On the ceiling of the room, sometimes like when I watch TV, they are like just around me, stuff like that. In the mirror, I see them a lot in the mirror.
Yeah, it's a lot of your peripheral vision, like flashing on your side vision, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, they're in my face, like in front of me, not on the side.
Right in front of you, huh? Yeah, well, that's a good sign. Yeah. You know, it's like a good sign. I mean, I have the same thing happening all the time, and I know they're there. And a lot of times I just sit down and meditate, you know, when that's going on. And I, you know, and, you know, sometimes I don't really get, I don't hear voices or I don't hear words, but I get feelings coming to me, and I feel energy transmissions and healing energy coming into me and things like that. So I just, the more you sit with it, the more you understand it, you know, and then you get more and more communication. So what I see is that, you know, you can just meditate on it and do clearings. What I do, at first I do clearings and make sure that the energy is clear. And then I ask them, reveal yourself, you know, what is it you have to show me? And at night too, when I go to bed, I ask, you know, teach me and heal me, you know, at night, like show me what I need to know. And I welcome any teaching or healing energies you want to share. And things get a little crazy. So,
yeah.
I think we lost you.
Pause. But I still don't understand what does that mean. And sometimes I get upset. I say, okay, but just show me something better than that. And then there's a huge light come in my face. And I keep meditating. I cannot understand the message. I mean, I don't know, something wrong. I mean, I don't get the message anyway.
Yeah. And sometimes they're just higher. They're just higher dimensional beings that are there just to tell you they're there to support you. You know, they're hanging around you, but they're just in light bodies. And so there's not much more than that. You know, they're just there to let you know they're there and they're supporting you and hanging out and like little cosmic cheerleaders.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, it looks like I'm not even sure where we're at right now because the computer I'm at has a different time on it, so I think it's Eastern time. But anyway, I know we've got we can go a little bit over. We're I think we're through with the call-ins, and so sorry about the technical difficulty that we went through today, but good thing we did get on the air finally. Didn't think it was going to happen, but luckily everybody here, we had a lot of people here waiting to see the show, and they all had computers, so I jumped on one of their computers, which is totally foreign, just to get this show out. But, you know, it's just pretty crazy here. You know, it's like unbelievable that right before the show, you know, you have all these problems where all day long everything works fine, you know, until right before the show. So what does that tell you? Obviously, you know, there's a lot of information being shared here. We're hitting the mark and we're rattling some cages, you know. So I figure, you know, it's a good thing. When you're over the target, you know, you're going to get flack, you know. So, you know, and pioneers take the most arrows, you know, so we're right on the forefront here and bringing this information out. We're going to set up some new guests, I think, for the next show. It looks like we're coming up to the end of the hour. I have no way of telling on this computer, and I don't have my clock with me, but I think we're hitting the end of the hour, so we're going to have to sign off. But anything, just a little heads up, and definitely check out the calendar for the, you know, for all the events here. Go to privateinvitationeseti.com, and it'll tell you all the upcoming events. You know, we have some major people coming. You know, we have Laura Eisenhower, and we've got I'm trying to think of it, looking at all the different people here. We have some amazing people coming in. I'm just brain farting right now on all the different groups. So we have the ambassador training, you know, coming up too as well. And, you know, there's so many things on that calendar. If you want to check it out, they're all up there. But anyway, go ahead and check out the calendar at privateinvitationeseti.com and look at the events coming up. Come up for a sky watch, come and camp out. We've got rooms. There's all kinds of things going on here, and it's getting really busy. Major activity in the sky. So it's still happening. It's happening globally, and disclosure is happening now. It's coming from the skies. So anyway, it looks like it's time to sign out here. So this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and hopefully we'll have all this technology ironed out before the next show. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.